If we didn't have the Word of God, there'd be no anchor to everything else that's said and done. It's the Word of God that is the anchor to it all. And we're going to turn in our scripture this morning and encourage everyone that can to get to the sanctuary and prepare hearts for the Word. If you turn to Isaiah chapter 61, we're going to read one verse in just a moment. I'm going to attempt today to answer a question that plagues many people, and it's a question that plagues Christians, and it's a question that plagues even those that have been Christians for many years, even very serious about their faith Christians. And I'll announce that question in just a moment in our title. Praise the Lord. If you'd stand for the reading of the word. From the mouth of the prophet Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. And here it is, to proclaim liberty to the captives, freedom to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The question I want to attempt to answer this morning and to be a help to folks is this question: why am I not free? Why am I not free? Could you pray with me and for me? Just stretch forth a hand this way. Let's pray that we'll have a divine moment in this place. Father, we pray that you would minister by your word. Lord, you know every heart in the house. Lord, I pray this would be an eternal moment. I pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would speak to our hearts. By your Holy Spirit, you would penetrate our hearts. By your Holy Spirit, Lord, we would feel in our innermost being, Lord, the stirrings of your Spirit, the reaching out, Lord, to you and the pursuing of Jesus. Lord, I pray that your word, endearing it, there be a growing sense of your presence as you minister to our hearts. Jesus, be glorified in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a clap offering this morning. Come on, put your heart into it. He's the deliverer. He's the rescuer. He's the savior. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. Thank you for your standing this morning. I read the text how that Jesus will find it. Speaking of Jesus, has come to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound. And here's the thing. If this is true, you could find yourself asking, if this is true, why am I not free? He came to set people free. Why am I not free? And I'm convinced this is a question that's bothering many. Now, I want to let you know something is leading up to this. I could not get away from this thought for this freedom service. As soon as I began to think of this freedom service today, I could not get away from this thought. And the thought I couldn't get away from is encapsulated in our Pledge of Allegiance. You could have quoted it with me, but it says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Here's what I note here. This allegiance, it supposedly captures the truth of America, liberty for all. Our nation is supposed to be about just that, freedom and liberty for all. But how many knows in our country, not all have been liberated. Not all have always had the freedom our nation is supposed to be all about. I mean, think about what we're celebrating. We're celebrating freedom in our nation. Is that right? Freedom in our nation. Amen. We think of the Declaration of Independence. We think of the Revolutionary War as events in our history that brought us freedom as a people, freedom from tyranny. And they did. They did, but not for everyone. Not for everyone. You see, the Declaration of Independence had been signed. The Revolutionary War had been fought. The treaty to end that war had been signed. The Constitution had been written. Our government had been formed. And yet so many Americans were still not free. Does anyone know what I'm suggesting this morning? How many knows when it was all said and done, there were thousands who were still not free? I think, though there's other classes and groups, I think in particular of the slaves in our nation, in bondage, in slavery. Did you know in 1790, when our population was only about 2.5 million in the whole nation, 2.5 million in the United States, and 650,000 were slaves after the Declaration of Independence, after the Revolutionary War. In 1860, on the eve of the Civil War, there were 4 million slaves in our country. Amen. Liberty for all? Not for them. They weren't all set free. And as I approached this and began to think about this, I thought of an African American out under the heat of the sun and under the threat of a whip, and he's toiling in the fields from daylight to dark. He had to have asked himself the question, if this nation's about freedom, if that declaration was about freedom, if the war was about freedom, why am I not free? Amen. But I want to leave the thought of our nation, and I want us to think spiritually. When I read to you from Isaiah was the words that Jesus read as he introduced his ministry. And he stood there that day in the synagogue, and here it is. He read from Isaiah. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." Here it is, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. You see, Jesus came to set people free. How many knows that's what the cross was all about? Even he came, he died on the cross. He defeated sin. He defeated Satan. He defeated the world. He defeated darkness. Even yes, they killed him on that cross, but he rose again. I'm just telling you, the cross and the resurrection, Jesus did that so there could be liberty for all. Amen. By that resurrection and death, he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and said, "I'm going to open the prison doors. I'm going to take every handcuff off. I'm going to take every shackle off. I'm going to set people free." Hallelujah. Why then are there millions who still aren't free? If that's what he came for, why are millions still not free? And you may ask, why am I still not free? I think you see my premise this morning. In America, the land of the free, many are still bound, from human trafficking to opioids and alcohol and sexual addictions and all of these things. In the land of the free, millions of America are still bound. But I have an even more disturbing truth. In the church of the free, there are many who are still bound by fear, bound by debt, bound by addictions, bound by thoughts, bound by hopelessness, bound by the lies of Satan, bound by worthlessness, bound by darkness. In the church of the free, folks are still bound. Amen. I know there's a difference. Those who remain slaves, in particular the African Americans, that was no choice of theirs. They couldn't they didn't make a choice to stay in bondage. But I believe we're going to find, since Jesus came to set free, we do have a choice. We don't have to be bound. I said we don't have to be shackled. We don't have to be. If he came to set us free, we can be free, complete and total and holy and fully free. Hallelujah. We don't have to leave even this place bound this morning. Jesus came to set folks free. He declared them free. He opened the prison door. He unlocked the handcuffs. Even why then are folks still bound? And more specifically, even if I have come to Christ, why do I still struggle? If I have come to an altar of prayer, why do I still feel bondage in my soul? Why can't I let go? Why are there things that still hold me back? Amen. If Jesus came to set me free, why am I still bound? And so I'm going to try to answer that question this morning. First of all, I'm not free because I will not come out of the prison cell. I want you to know something particular in the scriptures that I read. It said Jesus opened the prison door, but it never said he dragged anybody out of the cell. Can you believe this? The prison door can be unlocked, and yet people refuse to leave the prison. Why am I still bound? Amen. I will not come out of the prison cell. I remember long time ago watching a nature show, a nature documentary, and I can't even remember the animal. It was some kind of dangerous animal that they'd been working with, either to get it to recuperate from an injury. I don't know. All I remember is they took it way out in the wilderness and they had it in a cage, and they got the cage out with their poles and their gloves, and they set that cage out away from the vehicle, amen, facing the wilderness. And then one of them unlocked that cage and opened the door, and everybody jumped back and ran back to get out of its way, expecting that animal just to rush out of the open door and into the wilderness to be free. Amen. But as they jumped back, that animal didn't come out of that open door, that cage. It cowered in the corner of that cage. The door was wide open, and yet it wouldn't leave the cage. I want to tell you, on the authority of the gospel, Jesus has opened your prison door. Amen. Don't stay in the cell. Don't cow in the corner. Realize you can come out. You don't have to be a prisoner. You can be free, free, free. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he's unlocked the prison door? Come out of the cell. Amen. Freedom was right there. The animal stayed in the cage. I don't mean this in the awful sense it's come to mean, but did you know coming out has always been a part of spiritual freedom? If you're going to be free, you come out. You come out of the cage. You come out of sin. You come out of darkness. You come out of the world. You come out of the things that held you bound. Oh, why do you come? Because you can come out. Glory to God. How many knows he's opened the prison door? You don't have to stay behind the bars. You can go through the entrance. Amen. Amen. If you stay in what binds you, you cannot be free. Amen. But thank God the door's been open. And I am free. I am free when I come out and leave what has bound me, whether it's a person, whether it's a thing, whether it's a substance, whether it's a place. If I leave it, I'm free. Secondly, why am I not free? I'm not free because I listen to Satan. Now, can you imagine a dope pusher telling one of his clients, you can quit these whenever you want. You don't have to take these drugs. Now, maybe it's a part of the initial deception, you know. Oh, you can quit. Have fun. You can quit anytime you want. But I'm talking about once the person is an addict. Can you imagine the pusher saying, oh, go ahead. You know, you just bought some, but I want you to know you can quit this whenever you want. You don't have to do this. No, that's not what the pusher says. The pusher, once their hook says, you need me, you're dependent upon me, you can't be free, you can't quit, you need this stuff, you can't live without it. And since you can't live without the stuff, you can't live without me. Amen. No pusher is going to preach to his clients, you don't have to live this life, you don't have to be a slave to this substance. No pusher's going to do that. And could I tell you, neither is Satan. Satan's never going to tell you you can be free. Satan's never going to tell you you don't have to fear. Satan's never going to have to tell you that you don't have to give in to that temptation. He's going to lie to you. He's going to tell you you can never be free. He's going to tell you you'll never be rid of the fear. He's going to tell you you're never going to be loose from what binds you. But could I remind you that our enemy is a liar and he's the father of every liar. You listen to him, you'll stay in bondage. But don't listen to him. Listen to God. If I set you free, you're free indeed. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. I said amen. Satan's power over you. Hear me, Christian. Amen. Satan's power over you has been broken, but he talks like it isn't. How many heard what I just said? I know we're afternoon. It's hard to preach afternoon. I want you to know Satan's power has been broken, but he talks like it isn't. He knows he has to let you go, but he says, I've got you. He knows you can be free, but he tells you there's something different about you. You can never be free. Amen. He knows he has to let you go into the things of God, but he'll tell you, you got to stay right here in darkness and in the world. I said Satan's power's broken, but he talks like it isn't. He'll tell you over and over, you can never quit. You can never have victory. You'll be praying at youth camp, and Satan will show up and say, you can't live a Christian life. You can't change. You can't feel otherwise than what you feel. You can't stay away from that. You can't give up. If I listen to Satan, I stay bound. He will convince me I cannot be free. He will convince me my bondage is permanent. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to tell you, next time Satan says to you, amen, you can't be free, ask yourself, where did that thought come from? That didn't come from God. That didn't come from Jesus. That didn't come from the Spirit. That didn't come from the Word. That's a lie of Satan that just told me I can't be free. Amen. God said, I've opened the prison doors. I've taken the shackle off. Hallelujah. I've set you free. Listen to God. Hallelujah. I'm free when I stop listening to Satan and the thoughts he fills my head with. I'm free when I'm bold enough just to call Satan what he is. You're a liar. Oh, hallelujah. How many's had to do that lately? Satan, you're a liar. Just made me thought when I first started preaching, you know, Satan will bother the preacher too. And I'd be preaching, he'd bombard my minds with thoughts, and I'd usually would move the microphone and say, but once I was preaching, I forgot to move the microphone, and all of a sudden I just said, Satan, shut up and get out of here. I can't remember how many folks left, but how many knows the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Resist the devil. I cannot be free if I listen to him, Brother Joe. But if I resist, let me tell you the best way to resist the lies of Satan. How many wants to know the best way to shut the devil up? How many knows what it is? You start quoting this right here. Isn't that how Jesus shut him up? Isn't that how Jesus stopped him? When Satan started telling his lies. And by the way, Satan with Jesus like he does today, he always throws in a little bit of Bible, a little phrase here or there to make it look true and real. Amen. But I want to tell you, when Satan starts talking doubt to you, and Satan starts talking fear to you, start talking the word to him. Oh, how many's glad for this? How many knows this is our sword? This will muzzle Satan. Hallelujah. It's not my words. It's God's words. Amen. Why am I not free? I follow my flesh. I follow my flesh. If there's anything that's missing out of the philosophies of today and the religions of today, it's this truth that man at his best still has something called flesh. You can call it what you want to. Paul calls it the old man. You can call it the Adamic nature. You can talk about the worst of us all. You can even call it your demon. But we have a flesh. And here's the truth of the matter. Although Jesus saves me, I still have this old nature. I still have a desire for what I shouldn't have. Come on, church. Amen. I said, we still have a desire for what we shouldn't have. I still have a proclivity to gratify my wrong desires. I want to tell you something about my flesh and your flesh. The thing about our flesh is that it always desires things that will bind us. I said our flesh always desires things that will bind us. I want you to take a quick inventory. Those things your flesh lusts, those things your flesh desires, those are things that'll bind you. Oh, could I switch just for a moment and tell you the converse is true. Amen. A desire for the things of God is a desire for things that'll set you free. Glory to God. I follow my flesh. Every time I follow my flesh, I'll end up in bondage. I'll end up with a habit. I'll end up with an addiction. I'll end up with a darkness. I'll end up with another prison bar, with another shackle. That's what my flesh will lead me into. I would challenge you to think of one thing that our flesh desires that will not take us into bondage. Oh, and so it's very clear. If I just do what I want to do, I'm going to go on bound. But if I bring myself and my flesh and surrender myself to God and lay myself upon the altar and say, not my will but yours, not my desires but yours, I have brought myself to a place of freedom and liberty and being set free. Hallelujah. I'm free when I follow and pursue the Spirit. I'm free when I let the Spirit move in my life. I'm free when I say yes to God. I'm free when I say yes to my spiritual desire. Follow the flesh. It's carnality. It's enmity. It's death. It's bondage. But follow the Spirit. It's life. It's freedom. It's joy. Hallelujah. Last of all, I am not free. You know, I am still bound if I do not trust Jesus. I told you Jesus said, I am come to open the prison doors and to set the captive free. Could I tell you, Jesus came and did exactly what he said he would do. At the beginning of his ministry, Brother Steve, he said, I've come to open prison doors, set the captive free, take off the shackles. That's the beginning of the ministry. Sister Dixon, when he got to the end of his ministry and he died on that cross and rose again, he had accomplished, he had done exactly what he said he came to do. Oh. If I still am bound, it's because I'm not trusting that the work of Jesus did exactly what he said he would do. Let me give you two quick verses. Paul said in Colossians 2:15, he said Jesus spoiled principalities and powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. What? The cross. The whole message there is the cross. We don't see this readily, but in that time in the world, when a king and an army conquered another people, They took the leaders of the conquered army and put them in shackles. And when they got back home, they led the conquered enemy in a parade, as it were, in a victory parade, and said, here was our enemy. Here was the one that maybe had us in bondage, but we are victorious. And to prove it, look who's following me. Those that had us bound, I've bound them. It says here, by the cross, Jesus has spoiled principalities and power. I know there's a power to darkness. I know there's a power to fear. I know there's a power to the flesh. I know there's a power of sin. But I want you to know, Jesus, by his work on the cross, he has defeated those powers. He has overcome those powers. That's why it's a lie. You have to go on being bound. Jesus has already done the work to set us free. Even the powers that held people captive, Jesus has led them in a victory parade. Oh, hallelujah. I want to make clear this morning, in case I've muddled the waters, I cannot free myself. I keep preaching, we can be free. I cannot free myself. You cannot free yourself. If drugs are the problem, you can't quit on your own. If alcohol's the problem, you can't be free on your own. You just don't decide to quit sinning. You don't just decide to quit doing what Satan wants you. You cannot do it on your own. You cannot set yourself free. But the message is this: Jesus has already done what needs to be done that you can be free. It's called the cross. It's called the blood. It's called Jesus' death and resurrection. And if I will believe he's done the work, I can be free. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody shout glory. One more verse, Ephesians 4:8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive. So much misunderstanding of these words, but it's this simple. Amen. Are you somebody right here? Oliver, would you and Stephen help me real quick? Come over here. Hurry. Thank you. Right there. This is us. Right here. This is us. Just nice and meek. And this is Satan. He's so ugly and mean and hateful and wicked. And he's gotten nice, so us. All, come on, bind him up. Put both arms around and hold him tight. He can't worship God. He can't do what he wants to. He feels bound by habit and darkness and doubt. Amen. He's bound here. He's bound here because of mean old Satan. This is the captor. This is his. Right here, this is his captivity. But Paul said what Jesus done. He went and he took the captivity and broke it. And then Jesus put the captor in captivity. Try to get him now. Try to put him in captivity. Come on, get a hold of him. Come on, bind him now. You can't do it, can you? Amen. I said, Jesus, thank you. He's taken the captivity captive. Glory to God. What am I trying to preach? The thing that has you bound, if you'll let Jesus, he'll wrap his arms around that thing. It won't be able to hold you back. It won't be able to take you into bondage because he's led captivity. Oh, I don't have to be bound if I'll trust in the work that Jesus has done. Would you come, music? I want to tell you something. What did Jesus say to that woman that was bowed over with an infirmity for 17 years? What did he say? He said, thou, how many knows what he says? Thou art loosed from thine infirmity. If you had listened to the Lord this morning, please hear me all over the building. If you listened to the Lord this morning, whatever continues to plague and to bind you, if you would listen to Jesus and trust in Jesus, you would hear him say of that thing. You'll have to fill in the blank. I can't fill in the blank. But Jesus is telling you this morning, you are loosed of that thing. That's not my word. That's his word. He's saying, you are loosed. I got a question. Are you going to believe Jesus this morning? I can be free if I'll believe Jesus. Come on, church. How many believe that? I said, I can be free if I believe Jesus. Hallelujah. I love to read of the age of exploration when they explored this globe in sailing ships. But the trouble you have, the ships are getting around the world, but communication isn't. And constantly people would land in a port and they weren't where they thought they were. And all these nations are fighting for control. And if you're a Spaniard and you land on an English colony coast, amen, no questions asked. They just throw you in prison and you may never get out. And I read in history of that very thing. A Spaniard, he been landed one where he thought he was, different colony, and they threw him in prison. Even down in a hole, down in a dungeon. They fed him through a little opening in the wall, bread and water. And for 8 years, listen to me, for 8 years, he rotted in the darkness of that cell. 8 years, he rotted there, even miserable, alone, isolated, bound, away from home, miserable. And after 8 years, nobody had come. Nobody had been in the hall outside his cell. They just dropped the food to him. After 8 years, he finally got up and walked to the door and pushed it. And the door swung open. It had never been locked. 8 years! And he hadn't even tried the door. I want to tell you, you've listened to Satan long enough that you're in bondage and you're bound and you can never be free. I've got some advice for you. Go try the door. How can you be so sure, Pastor? Because Jesus said, I've come to open the prison doors. I believe if you try the door, you'd find that it would swing open. Even this morning while I'm preaching this, some have let thoughts bind your mind. You've let emotions bind your mind. And quick on the heels of that is the voice of the enemy. It says it's always going to be that way for you. You're always going to be bound. You're always going to struggle. You'll never know the freedom and joy of praising God. Amen. Without, I'm telling you, he's a liar. Go try the door. How many's ready to try the door? What are you going to do if the door swings open? You're going to leave the cage. It's bad enough for that Spaniard not to try the door in 8 years. But I tell you what, it's even worse if he finds the door's unlocked and then he stays in the cell. I don't want to stay in the cell. Come on, I'm talking about believing Jesus. I'm not talking about anything this pastor can say or do. I'm talking about believing what Jesus has done. Would you stand across the building, lift your hands, and speak the truth to your heart that Jesus has opened the prison doors. Would you do that right now? Jesus, you've opened the prison doors. Jesus, you've struck off the chains. Jesus, you've loosed me. You've loosed me. You've set me free. I believe you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, come on. We got to have church this morning. Hadn't thought to share this and was going just about to let you go, but let me just tell you this. Amen. She's gone now, but many of you remember Sister Harris. Amen. We quickly struck up a friendship with her and Brother Harris. Been in the church for years. Served God for years. Amen. Our children were really small. Amen. They would babysit our children. But when they got up in years and very sick, amen, she went to the hospital. She was in the hospital in very bad shape. They called me in the night. I went to see her. Stayed there for a long time. Prayed with her. Amen. Went home. I no sooner got home. I got a call. She was that bad, about to go. I went back. Amen. Barely able to talk to her. Talked with her. Prayed with her. Amen. Went home the next morning. Went back to the hospital. Amen. She's now able to talk. And when I walked into the room, she said, Pastor, I've got to tell you something. She said, I have smoked since I was 10 or 12 years old. I can't remember now which, 10 or 12 years old, maybe younger. But she said, it's been 70 years that I've been addicted to those things. But she said, when I was real sick last night, she said, I've tried to hide it from you and everybody else. And she said, I was pretty successful. I just hid it. I wasn't proud of it. I was ashamed of it, but I couldn't get free. But she said, last night, when I was so sick, God came by and spoke to me and told me I didn't have to be bound. And she said, Pastor, I'll never smoke another one because he has set me free. Oh, hallelujah. I said, that's wonderful. That's great. But that could have happened many years prior to that, because Jesus had already opened the prison doors. He had already set her free. We just need to believe him and not our enemy and not our flesh. Believe him. Hallelujah. I hope I've helped someone this morning. Why am I still not free? You can be. I said, you can be. Church, let's pray over this building. I've talked a lot about believers. You may not be a believer. You may not have surrendered yourself to Jesus Christ. I want you to know you're no different. I'm not saying you're not unique or important, but I'm talking in terms of salvation. You're no different than any other of the billions of people that live. Jesus died for you just like the rest of the billions. Jesus came to set you free just like the other of the billions. You're no different. What he's done for others, he'll do for you this morning. Amen. If I could take you to heaven right now, I could take you to people who have been set free from drugs. They're in heaven now. I could take you to people who've been delivered from fear. I can take you to people who've been delivered from demonic spirit. What about that Mary Magdalene? She's in heaven right now. I'm just telling you, you're no different. What he did for Mary Magdalene, he'll do for you. What he done for the alcoholic that's now in heaven, he'll do for you. You're no different, because he came to open every prison door. He came to loose every chain. You are no different. If you'd like to be free this morning, whoever you are, I want you to come right now. I want you to come speaking truth. I don't have to be bound. Jesus has set me free. Would you come right now? Amen. Go ahead and begin to sing. I don't care what it is. Amen. You can be set free this morning. Would you come? Amen. We use this step as our altar. Amen. Come and give your life to Jesus.
Free. I am.
Would you come?
Free.
You want to be set free this morning? Would you come? Hallelujah.
Free. I am free from the chains that held me fast. Free from the guilt of a broken past. I'm free.
I'm free. You can say it.
I'm free.
Would you come this morning?
Free to walk out in liberty.
Free
to be what he planned for me. I'm free. So free. Yes, free. I am free. Free. I am free from the chains that held me fast. Free from the guilt of a broken past, I'm free.
Hallelujah.
I'm free.
Hallelujah. Amen. I've preached youth camps, been around them, was 40 years now, actually 50 years. Out there at Southern Ohio, there were young people shouting, free, loose. But I've been around it too long not to know that there were many young people, sincere hearts, love God. But when all that was going on, they were saying, why don't I feel that freedom? Why am I not free that way? Why can't I worship that way? I just want you to know, you can be free. Everything else is a lie.
Yeah, right.
I've been around those that say, you know, that serving God, I'd like to serve God, but I can't. I'd love to be a believer. I'd love to have the peace of God, but I can't. That's Satan once again. He's lying to you. I said, he's lying to you. Church, I know we got dinner and games, but I want you to know the important thing is that Jesus set somebody free. I know some have duties and this and that, but there's none so bound as those that could even stay to hear the word of God preached that they could be set free. Yes. Amen. How many knows there's a glorious liberty to the children of God? You see, I can't be free. Let him make you his child. And there's a liberty to the children of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to have him sing one more time. I'm going to invite anyone that just, there's a longing in your heart for freedom. I'm going to invite you to come. Would you sing one more time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to Jesus.
Free.
Today,
from the chains that held me fast, free from the guilt of a broken past, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm free. Free to walk out in liberty, free to be what he planned for me. I'm free. So free.
People of God, let's come and pray if you would. Hallelujah. 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 Find someone to pray with today. Hallelujah.
Held captive by the enemy of peace. Unaware that sins can be forgiven.
I'm free.
The debt was paid in full on Calvary.
Right now, listen to the word of God. Listen to the song.
The power of hell will always be defeated when it hears you speak that name above all names.
The shackle will release their hope forever.
Arise and stand redeemed with me and say,
free, you can say it.
Free, I am free from the chains that held me fast. Free from the guilt of a broken past. I'm free. I'm free. Free to walk out in liberty. Free to be what he planned for me. I'm free. So
testify about my Savior, who loved me when I couldn't love myself. He found me in my misery and sorrow, surrounded by the darkness where I fell.
He put his arms around my wounded spirit, not caring what I'd done or where I'd been. My heart will be eternally so grateful for the freedom I am living now through him.
Free, I am free. Free, I am free from the chains that held me fast. Free from the guilt of a broken past. I'm free. I'm free. Free to walk out in liberty. Free to be what he planned for me. I'm free. So free.
Somebody here is bound inside a prison, held captive by the enemy of peace, unaware that
power of hell will always be defeated. When it hears you speak that name above all names.
Oh, the shackles will release their hope forever.
Arise and stand redeemed with me and say,
free, I am free. Free, I am free from the chains that held me fast. Free from the guilt of a broken past. I'm free, I'm free. Free to walk out in liberty. Free to be what He planned for me. I'm free, so free. Free, I am free. Free, I am free from the chains that held me fast. Free from the guilt of a broken past. I'm free, I'm free. Free to walk out in liberty. Free to be what He planned for me. I'm free, so free.
Yes, I am
free. I am free. Free, I am free from the chains that held me fast. Free from the guilt of a broken past. I'm free.